Up. I really appreciate it. Okay, now that we're resuming after Tisha B'Av, so maybe we should go back just to get a running start since we've had a few days, so to speak, break. So again, we're on page 19. Now again, this is an important halacha for us to have clear, unlike my lens a few minutes ago. Baruch Hashem, we clear that up. So in Yud Ches, the Machaber says as follows, so the following things need to that you wash with water. Now again, as I mentioned last time, it's important with water because we'll see that there's such a thing as you could clean your hands, you could do nikayon of your hands on other things like a piece of cloth, like a towel or a garment or something like that. So therefore, the Mechaber in this case specifies that no, in these cases, you need water. Again, we started it, but we didn't finish it. Akami mita, me'amita, next page, excuse me, page 20. Kama mita, as we've been discussing, getting up in the morning, get up from bed. Va'yotze mi'beis ha'kisei, if you come out of the bathroom, mi'beis ha'merchatz, or from the bathhouse, right? Again, we don't appreciate the way we live. We don't have to go to bathhouses anymore, Baruch Hashem. No tel tziparnav, someone who cuts their nails. V'acholetz minalav, you take off your shoes. V'anogea baraglav, you touch your feet. V'acholfef rosho, you scratch your head. V'yesh omrim, okay, so those are the ones you have to wash for. Then some say, v'yesh omrim, afa'olach me'an amesim, someone who went amongst the dead, again, we discussed last time going to a cemetery. Umi shenagam mace, someone who actually touched a mace. Umi shemafli kalav, someone who delouses himself. Meshamesh mitaso, husband and wife who had marital relations. Vanogea ben pekina, he actually touched a louse, lice, whatever. And if you touched your body, we'll have to define that, with your hand. Umisha asa achas mikolelu, anyone who experienced one of these things that we just mentioned, velo natal, and didn't wash his hand, even tamal chalchom hu, tamilu mishtakeach. So then, if he's a tamal chalchom, he forgets his learning class for shalom. Vim eino tamal chalchom, and if he isn't a tamal chalchom, yosemidaito, he becomes unstable. And we discussed that last time also. Again, the way we have still some things to finish up. So basically, the way we came out from the Mishnah Brura Lamites is that when we talk about washing, like in the way we've been talking about washing with water, alternating hands three times. So there, the Mishnah Brura says that it's only for a person who wakes up in the morning, get out of bed, and also someone machmir holech bein amesim u'mishamesh mitaso. Those three you need debeinan gam kein shlosh pamim. So you not only need to wash with water, you need to wash three times alternating hands, as we've been discussing when we talk about waking up in the morning. Then if you look at the Mishnah Brura Mem Aleph, so one of the things we talk about is if you touch your shoes. So if you look at the Mishnah Brura Mem Aleph, excuse me, we didn't do this. Mishum shanogea b'yadav b'eis ha'chalitza, because this is talking about that you touch the shoe when you're taking it off. Avo below nagabahem, let's say you didn't touch the shoe, right? You just untied the laces. Let's say you have laces. Or let's say you have slip-on shoes and you just slipped them off and you didn't touch them, right? People do that. A lot of people do that. Some people even leave their, right, the laces tied and just slip their shoe in. So I don't know why they just don't get slip-ons, but okay, whatever. So again, if you did not touch the shoe, avo below nagabahem, ain't sarap natila, then you don't have to wash your hands. In other words, the issue is touching the shoe. because the shoe was dirty and so on, right? You can imagine, again, we don't appreciate, I remember the Rebbetzin talking to us, first Rebbetzin, talking to us about Radin. You know, we have this picture of Radin, but you know, it was a small Polish city. The streets weren't paved, it was muddy very often, you know? And again, it's not just Radin, I'm not saying anything, you know, Radin was a capital city, right? Not in the secular sense, but in a real Torah sense. But, you know, like most cities, they didn't have paved streets, and you walked around and you got either dusty in the summer or muddy in the winter. So the shoes were, to use a halakhic term, yucky, right? So if you took off your shoes, you know, like, so therefore, if you didn't touch the shoe, just slipped it off or whatever, you don't have to wash. All those things that we mentioned, you know, touching your shoe, touching your feet, or we'll see covered parts of the body, we'll see this later, or you scratch your head, eino mishum ruach ra. It's not because of ruach ra. People, that's why I said when we started learning this halacha, people get mixed up in their, because again, and I understand that, because there's a bunch of things mentioned, so therefore people think, erroneously, that for all these things you have to wash your hands alternating. So here the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly that for taking off your shoe, for touching your feet or scratching your scalp, eino mishum ruach ra. That's not because of ruach ra, rak mishum nikius. It's because of cleanliness. It's not because of ruach ra. Al kein ein sarech memaher litol yadav tekev. Therefore, you don't have to rush, right? We learned that when you get up in the morning, you should wash negelvasser as soon as possible, right? Anything else, you should try to wash as soon as possible because you don't want the ruach ra on you. But these things are not ruach ra. These things are, it's gunky. It's dirty. It's nikius. It's to keep your hands clean. It's so a Jew should always have to have clean. You can't bench or daven or learn with it's not right, right? So therefore, you have to go wash your hands. Masha en kain, bein ak mishum ruach ra, which is not true with the ones we mentioned before, which is because of ruach ra. So again, that's very important to distinguish between the two and know what is which is or what. In other words, which are ruach ra, and therefore require alternating washing the hands with water, alternating hands three times or four times, and what is because of nikius that you need to wash, just because your hands are dirty. So, or they're not, you know, where they touch something dirty. So again, let's go back one to Mem. So we also said if you, hayotze mibeis hakiseh, someone leaves the bathroom. Now this is going to be very interesting. So look what the Chofetz Chaim says. In Mem, going back one, Yosem Beis HaKiseh, someone who left the bathroom. I feel lost at Surachav. It's very clear in Halacha, even if you didn't go to the bathroom. You just went into the bathroom. Now today, again, this is very nogea, because sometimes people go in the bathroom, I don't know, wash your hands, you want to brush your hair, you want to, you know, like there's a lot of reasons, you know, you have a bunch of stuff in the bathroom. Now people have a medicine cabinet. You know, there's all these sorts of reasons, you know, which is interesting, which shows you the difference between just a very simple, practical difference. There, in the old days, an outhouse or, you know, that was just to go to the bathroom. Now it's multifunctional. Again, we'll have to discuss that. But the halakha is very clear. If you just, even if you didn't go to the bathroom, just being in a bathroom. So too with a bathhouse. I feel lo rachatz sham. Let's say you didn't bathe there. Why? Now based upon, right, I did this for a reason. Did the second Mishnah Berurah first, right? I did memal before mem, right? Because here the Mishnah Berurah says, so you go out of a bathroom or a bathhouse, you have to wash. Why? Mishum ruach rosh shore be'ilo makamos. There's a ruach ra that is in those type of places. So again, the $64,000 question is, based upon everything I just said, are our bathrooms the same thing as those bathrooms? In other words, again, I can picture, I mean, Baruch Hashem, I can't. Well, actually, you could in a way. You know, Kanai Nahar, in this neighborhood, you could go almost down any street, residential street, and what are they doing? They're tearing down a house and building a bigger house, right? Kanai Nahar. So what do they have in all these places? They have a temporary bathroom for the workers, right? There's a whole industry. Yeah. Right? So you see them all over the place. So, Baruch, actually, I wasn't in an extract, but you know, those, you can imagine, those are like outhouses. Actually, they're probably better than outhouses, I assume. I assume they're better than outhouses. When we were remodeling and we had those things in the back, those were, I mean, they were small, but they weren't bad, you know? They weren't an outhouse. But again, you can imagine, those people, you know, most people would not want to use them. But those are light years better than an outhouse. So we can imagine like an outhouse, it was smelly and then, you know? Or a bathhouse also is probably clammy and, you know, like our showers or bathtubs are, you know, okay, so maybe right afterwards it's clammy and, you know, sticky. But we have, you know, ventilation and we have, you know? So that's the shaila. The shaila is, when we talk about these halachas, so we just said that if you just go into a bathroom, you have to wash your hands. Now again, based upon what we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, how do you wash your hands? You have to alternate. It's not just wash your hands, right? Because there's a ruach ra. So the shaila is, does that apply today? So the Chazon Ish has a tshuva, or a Chaim Yitzayin Dalet, that the Chazon Ish says, well, the Chazon Ish is mesupuk, right? That's a very shocking thing, right? You'd think the Chazon Ish didn't have any doubts about anything, right? Assume not. I mean, he was very clear on the dateline, and that was... so he's nistapek, whether it has... our bathrooms are the same. And so, and, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Seichel Tzadik Baruchah, and Hilchos Shlomo, and also the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss, Seichel Tzadik Baruchah, are lenient. And they say, it's different. It's different. And the same thing applies by bathing places. Showers, bathtubs, same thing if they have the same halacha. So again, we see a lot of people are very lenient about that our bathrooms are different. There's a whole discussion because the waste goes away right away. They're ventilated, they're this, they're, you know, like a... also, Ramosha has a tshuva, though, that despite all this, he says you shouldn't wash netilas yadayim for eating, right, for bread. In a bathroom. But I one time saw an Adam Gadol, I was by an Adam Gadol, I think it was, I don't remember what it was, and he washed in a bathroom, but made the, obviously, he dried his hands and washed, and made the bracha, obviously, dried his hands and made the bracha outside the bathroom. That was a Maisa Rav that I saw, I don't want to say who it was.
Is the ruach ra a type of
tumah? It's a ruach ra. We can't. Again, like I said, I don't know. I'm sure I said it here that we should understand it a little better, even though I don't understand it. Is, you know, now, especially now, you know, unfortunately with COVID and everything, we understand what invisible forces do, how destructive they are. So, what's a ruach ra? I don't believe in it. Okay, so you don't believe in germs either. Right? The same way that there's physical germs. I told this to somebody recently who wasn't so careful about washing their hands in the morning. I said, do you believe in germs? Yeah. So these are germs. It's just a different type of germ. It's a spiritual germ, which I assume is worse. You know, physical germ, take two aspirin and call me in the morning. You know, like, It's, as we see, and we'll learn later, we learned already, if you have a ruach ra, right, you should try to wash them when you wake up in the morning as soon as possible. Don't dilly-dally, right? To have a ruach ra very similar. We don't understand the effects and how bad it is for a person. That's a discussion. There are definitely mazikim, but I think it's the Pal Yoa. It says, well, that's an ayin hara. That he says it depends on how much you believe in it. But that's an ayin hara. I don't know. But there's definitely things like that. They say that shadim are different. I forgot who says that. I saw that recently. Shadim don't have. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely those things. There's definitely those things, you know. Okay. So again, so that is something very important. Okay, so again, we have to have clear about the difference between nekiyos and ruach ra. Again, we've seen things which are nekiyos, shoes, touching our shoes, scratching our scalp, touching places which are normally, we'll see more about that. So let's go on to, we just got a couple more minutes, but let's do your tests. Hameki is dam maxafayim. If a person, as you know, in the old days, or actually not that long ago, I think they still do it, they used to do bloodletting. We'll discuss about leeches. But from the shoulders, that's what they used to do it. And he didn't, v'lo natal yadav, and he didn't wash his hands, mefakad shiva yamim, he should be concerned for 7 days. Mehamegaleach, because someone cuts his hair, or cuts his beard also, I assume. V'lo natal yadav, and didn't wash his hands, mefakad shlosh yamim. So then you should be concerned for 3 days. Anotel tzi parnav. So we mentioned before cutting nails. So then, v'lo natal yadav, and he didn't wash his hands. Fachad yom echad, they should be concerned for 1 day. Ve'eino yodei memal mefachad, and but he doesn't know what he should be afraid of. In other words, if you know what you should be afraid of, so then you keep your eyes open for that thing. But if you have no clue, so then so now this halacha is very interesting for a lot of reasons. First of all, okay, we discussed before that you should wash if you cut your nails, right? But we didn't mention before about bloodletting or or haircuts. We didn't mention that before. So all of a sudden, the Mechaber is adding those. So we're going to have to discuss that Bli Neder tomorrow. And also, obviously, the $64,000 question on this halacha is: he said if you bloodlet, if they did hakazas dam from the shoulders. So obviously the question is, how about if you did a blood test or you gave blood? That's not from the shoulder, it's from the arm. So do you have to wash after a blood test? Or a person gave, right? People in the shul give blood. Somebody in the shul gave blood and they called and they told the person they have antibodies from COVID. He didn't even know, you know? But anyways, so... okay, but we're going to have to see that tomorrow, so I'll give you a reason to come back. Okay, Yashar Koach, everyone. Mincha is in 10 minutes. Meretz Hashem tomorrow, same time, same channel.